For about a year now, driving to work, when the news on Morning Edition, or All Things Considered, gets to be just too much, I pop a CD into the player and get cheerful.
Your love is rain, my heart the flower. I need your love or I will die.
The singer is Connie Evingson. The album is called Sweet Happy Life, and this first cut is called, Connie, how do you pronounce it?
Água de beber, which means water to drink in Portuguese.
Oh, terrific. Connie Evingson joins us from Minnesota Public Radio in St. Paul. The lyrics of that one and all the ones on this album are by a fellow named Norman Gimbel. Tell us something about him.
Norman Gimbel has written many, many songs that you know. I always say to an audience, you may not know his name, but I know you know his music. And he wrote lyrics to many other Brazilian tunes that are familiar. Meditation, How Insensitive. And then, of course, this song.
Tall and tan and young and lovely, the girl from Ipanema goes walking. When she passes, each one she passes goes on.
Well, how come it is that we do not know Gimbel's name? All these lyrics to Jobim's song, so many lyrics to other things which we know well.
I don't know, but that was part of what captivated me about this, and eventually I tracked Norman down.
He must have been thrilled to pieces when he heard you were going to do an album of all of his songs.
Well, he seemed pleased, yeah. and I was pleased that no one else had done it yet, you know, because I thought, yeah. Oh, this is sort of a maiden voyage here. And it has brought him more attention, and he is a shy fellow. I don't think that he has sought that much attention, and that might be why he's not more well-known.
But each day when she walks to the sea, she looks straight ahead, not at ease. Tall and tan and young and lovely, girl from Ipanema goes walking. When she passes, he smiles.
Tell us about you. You live in Minneapolis, but you were born in Hibbing, Minnesota, and I have to tell you that to a Manhattanite like myself, that is so exotic. Hibbing, Minnesota, what's it like?
Well, Hibbing, Minnesota is on the Iron Range of Minnesota. It's up near the Canadian border. It's very cold up there, and it actually happens to also be the hometown of Bob Dylan. And I don't know if you've seen the Martin Scorsese documentary, No Direction Home, but when the first scene is, it looks like Siberia, it's all white and the wind is howling and the winters are rough there. Yes,
so how does a town like that, how does a town like that, so cold, produce such terrific singers? What, do you just keep practicing going, ah?
Yeah. You know, I grew up with jazz music, day and night. It's all my parents played. And so I was surrounded with that. Ella Fitzgerald, Sarah Vaughan, of course, Duke Ellington, Count Basie, Tony Bennett with the Basie Band was one of my favorite records as I was a kid. Lambert Hendricks and Ross, I listened to constantly. They sounded like they were having so much fun. I thought, I have to do that.
And you've been doing it all your life. And what I so value and thank you for is you sing actual melodies, Connie Evingson. We can understand the words, too. And it seems to me you're such an anachronism these days.
Oh, thank you. That's interesting. You know, I grew up in Minnesota. There's a choral tradition. There's a lot of choir singing here. And in, you know, when you grow up singing in a choir, I think you get some good basic instruction. And enunciation is part of that.
Never get tempted to do heavy metal or rap or something really loud and totally different?
Nope. I can't say that I have ever been tempted to do that. Once in a while, I kind of like to do a country western tune. I'd like to do an aria. I'd like to study, you know, an aria, but it takes time and there's so many other jazz tunes to learn.
And I know you perform regularly in various places in Minnesota. Do you have some dream venue in the world, like La Scala or, you know?
Well, I just played, actually, one of my dream venues, Jazz at Lincoln Center, a couple weeks ago. I sang with in a program called Swingin' with the Big Bands, and the big band was Vince Giordano and the Nighthawks. Michael Feinstein was on it. He was the host, and he sang as well. And Wynton Marsalis played, and I thought, you know what? This is pretty darn good here.
To desperation, I want to be thrilled, starting to melt.
Were you in that gorgeous room, what's it, Rose something, where you can look out the window and see Central Park behind it?
Actually, it was the Allen Room, and
Allen.
It does have floor-to-ceiling windows, and you can look out at Columbus Circle. You see the fountain. You see Central Park South and 59th Street there. And it is an amazing view and a very inspiring place.
Let's hear another song, please. This one, a great favorite of mine. It's Bluesette, Norman Gimbel lyrics, of course, and the music by Toots Thielemann, the great jazz harmonica player. And this really has become a jazz classic.
Poor little sad little Bluesette, don't you cry, don't you fret. You can bet one lucky day you'll waken and your blues will be forsaken. One lovely day, lovely love will come your way.
Connie Evingson, I imagine that this is one of those songs that just feels so great to sing. Is that true?
It is. A jazz waltz, there's just something about, you know, the lilting, slightly swinging feel that is, it's a lot of fun to sing.
Pretty little blueslet, mustn't be a mourner. Have you heard the news yet? Love's around the corner. Love wrapped in rainbows and tied with pink ribbon.
Connie Evingson, thank you so much for cheering up so many of my commutes and also cheering all the rest of us up this morning. Great pleasure talking to you.
Thank you very much.
The album we've been listening to is called Sweet Happy Life, and here is why.
My wish for you, sweet happy life.
It's Weekend Edition from NPR News. Rachel Martin's back next week. I'm Susan Stamberg.
With all my heart.